NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. A federal judge says he's inclined to unseal parts of the affidavit used to search former President Trump's Florida home, Mark Mayfield reports.
In a Thursday ruling, the judge told the Justice Department to file a redacted affidavit by next week before the unsealing takes place. The DOJ fought to keep the affidavit sealed to preserve the ongoing criminal investigation. The FBI raided Trump's residence on August 8th and says it removed sets of classified documents, including some that were labeled top secret. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Trump Organization's former chief financial officer is pleading guilty to over a dozen felonies. Alan Weisselberg entered his guilty pleas in court, and he's looking at 5 months behind bars. Conditions of his plea include testifying at the company's trial, if requested, and paying nearly $2 million in taxes. The Biden administration's moratorium on new oil and gas leasing on federal lands is now permanently blocked. The decision issued by a federal judge Thursday night lifts the moratorium in about a dozen states that sued to have the moratorium thrown out. The Biden administration ordered the moratorium on new leasing in January of last year. A man is dead and a woman is injured after a shooting inside the mall at Prince George's in Maryland. Hyattsville Police Chief Jared Tower says shots were fired in the food court at around 4 p.m. Thursday and the victim was dead at the scene.
This is an ongoing investigation and I can't go into the details, but I can confirm for the community that there's no active threat and that this was not a random act.
Prince George's County Police take the lead for homicides that take place in Hyattsville, and they're now investigating. U.S. Congressman Steny Hoyer says he's shocked and devastated by the shooting, and no public place should ever experience this kind of violence. This was the second deadly shooting in the mall this year. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.